Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on roadmap for the new government in Delhi. The participants are Aditi Tandon, political analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist.
BJP's first-time legislator Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the chief minister on Thursday at a ceremony held at historic Ram Leela ground today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other top leadership of Bharatiya Janata Party attended the ceremony. Now, the swearing-in ceremony is over and Rekha Gupta ji has taken over the responsibility of the chief minister. Now, all eyes are on the deliverables. How and by when this Delhi government is going to deliver what it promised during the poll campaign. Aditi ji, let us first talk about the contentious issue of Yamuna pollution. It has been a legacy issue. Governments have come and gone, but the river pollution has remained the same. How do you see this government will be focusing on cleansing the river, which is touted as the lifeline of Delhi?
Ashwini, cleaning of Yamuna will be the top political priority of the BJP government in Delhi. See, the point is that every government has grappled with this issue, and it was expected from the outgoing Aam Aadmi Party government that they would do something in the 10 years of their rule, but that could not happen for some reason. What my understanding on Yamuna pollution is that it will not be difficult for the BJP government to pick up the threads where Aam Aadmi Party left those threads. Because I remember that the National Green Tribunal had around last year or in 2022, either in 2022 late or in 2023, taken up this issue and established a committee under the chairmanship of LG of Delhi, Mr. V.K. Saxena, on the cleaning of Yamuna. At that time, a lot of work had happened. But because of lack of coordination, which we all know, you know, because Aam Aadmi Party adopted a confrontationist approach for most part of its rule, and this particular Yamuna cleaning project also fell between the stools. So now what has to be done is the challenge that the Aam Aadmi Party had presented to the LG's chairmanship in this NGT committee, which is pending in the Supreme Court, perhaps that has to be now vacated and the issue can again be taken up. We already saw some images of Yamuna cleaning starting. So that shows that the government is keeping this matter high on its priority.
We'll talk more about this government's priority and its roadmap. But before that, let us listen to Rekha Gupta at her swearing-in ceremony.
मैं रेखा गुप्ता ईश्वर की शपथ लेती हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगी। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगी। मैं मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगी।
You talked about Yamuna pollution, Aditi ji. Closely linked is the issue of providing safe drinking water to its growing population. I mean, to Delhi's growing population. How do you see this government will be focusing on providing clean water, especially during the summer, you know, when river dries up and the groundwater also deplete? How big is this challenge and what should be the government's priority in tackling this issue?
See, I think the issue of Yamuna cleaning is also intrinsically linked to the water supply issue and the safety of the potable water which has to be delivered to the population of Delhi. What has to be seen is, Ashwini, that 70% contributor to Yamuna's pollution is the Najafgarh drain. Until the time the government and the LG's office coordinate to clean up this drain, nothing big can happen with respect to river water pollution. On the other hand, when we talk of the supply of safe and in improving access to safe drinking water, the onus will really be on the Delhi government to ensure that the outskirts of Delhi, outer Delhi, which we say, where, you know, people really struggle for safe drinking water sources, how are you going to ensure that they get water? Because tanker mafias are still operating. Many of them have been roped in, have been, you know, reined in. But the point is that they are still there. So the Chief Minister, Rekha Gupta, will have to form some task forces to go to outer Delhi and map out areas where water supply, it is a big issue still. So you are right, it's a very burning issue.
Right. And there is another issue that people feel should be on focus of this government is of worsening air pollution, especially during winter. You know, the main cause is stubble burning. That is what governments have been, you know, blaming on. But again, as I said, you know, every year the situation seems to be going out of control, and whatever measures the governments of the day put in, it seems simply seems not to be working. So how should government be preparing itself to tackle this?
See, here I would like to really say that obviously there are two sources of pollution in Delhi. One source is internal, which is largely vehicular pollution and construction work pollution. The other source that you mentioned, the bigger source and a worrisome area, is stubble burning, which is an external factor. Now, stubble burning is something that the adjoining states of Delhi and chief ministers of those states have to address. See, first of all, Ashwini, every state and its chief minister has to realize that Delhi is their own capital. It is, after all, the national capital. So you cannot look at Delhi or Delhi pollution as a political issue. It is not a partisan issue. It is a national issue because it's our own capital. So all state governments, whether these are BJP ruled or these are opposition state ruled, for example, Punjab is one of the areas from where stubble burning is an issue. So Punjab has an Aam Aadmi Party government. So Chief Minister Bhagwan Mann, similarly Yogi Adityanath in Uttar Pradesh, all of them have to sit together. There's already a task force which looks at these things. But they have to work in mission mode to ensure stubble is not burnt. But for that, they have to handhold and empower farmers with money and machinery so that farmers also, you know, get some subsidy in order to get out of this problem. Obviously, farmers don't want to do it. They are doing it under duress.
Right. And there are rising expectations from people about affordable health care. You know, people expect that they should be able to get affordable health care in the national capital. Delhi, being the national capital, is under tremendous stress. You see, people from across the country come here to have better treatment, and they also hope that they should also get affordable treatment. Do you feel this government should be taking active steps towards providing affordable health care to almost all its population?
See, Delhi starts with a huge advantage on the front of health cover, because all major central government hospitals, be it All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung, and a vast array of Delhi government hospitals, they're all there. Half of the hospitals are already funded by the center because of the nature of the Delhi. Half of the money comes from the government of India, half comes from Delhi government. Other kind of financial sources come from, some come from MCD of Delhi, some come from NDMC, DDA. So there are multiple agencies working. That is also the strength of Delhi, because a lot of money comes from the center. Now, what can the state government do? The state government can make a difference in the last mile delivery of health services, for which I think the state government will prioritize extension of Ayushman Bharat scheme to Delhi. The center has not been able to do for the past 10 years because Aam Aadmi Party government was running its own Mohalla clinic model.
Before we discuss more, let us now listen to our correspondent Anupam Mish.
The main highlights of the swearing-in ceremony today was again taking over of a women chief minister in the city. While the national capital has seen three women CM before, the election of Rekha Gupta as CM reflects the women-led development vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A government has been formed in the city where a woman is leading and several communities are represented in the cabinet. We saw enthusiasm among BJP workers at Ramlila Maidan as the party returned to power after a long period, 27 years. If we talk about the priorities of Rekha Gupta government in the city, the BJP has promised many things in its manifesto, like to give 2500 rupees to poor women, provide gas cylinder at 500 rupees, implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, to open Atal canteens in JJ clusters, and to increase old age pensions to 2500 rupees. It has also promised to continue old schemes and bring efficiency in it. Now, all eyes will be on the cabinet meeting today, where many key decisions are expected to be taken.
Now, Rekha Gupta ji has taken over as Delhi's chief minister, and she is the fourth woman chief minister of the national capital or Delhi. All eyes are on her, especially related to steps she might take on women empowerment. Do you feel that now women can expect something better for them, for their economic upliftment?
Yeah, I do agree with you, Ashwini, that see, the first priority that the government will have to deal with is the poll promise that has been made by the BJP in Delhi, which is cash disbursement of 2500 rupees to women. The real source of women's empowerment is not only these cash incentives, but a hand-holding and an enabling atmosphere which allows women to earn on their own and become financially independent. There should come a time when the welfare state's freebies reach a stage which enable the population at large to become, you know, self-reliant and start contributing to the national economy. You can't endlessly be in a state of freebies. Someday you have to find a sustainable model.
Do you feel that this government will focus more on providing transparent and efficient administration or governance to the people of Delhi?
I don't think there should be any doubt about it, because Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself has made three issues his major poll campaign points across states and across elections, in which one of them is corruption, the other is, you know, nepotism, dynastic politics. So, you know, he has talked about these things and he has appealed to the people to punish the corrupt. He's even gone to the extent of telling people that you should stop glorifying the corrupt. And you are right when you say, Ashwini, that Aam Aadmi Party government primarily fell in Delhi because they failed on their original stand of anti-corruption.
Another issue which people feel this government should be handling efficiently is of traffic problem. You see, day in, day out, people of Delhi face lot of problem in commuting on city roads. Again, the governments could not do much and the pressure of traffic is also there. But do you feel that the government should be taking some sort of steps to decongest the city? And, you know, you may also talk about Delhi Metro. If you see the condition of metro, so many people travel there, you know. So how can we decongest our cities when it comes to providing better transportation for the people?
Well, this is a huge urban issue, Ashwini, you know, dealing with public transport. What I believe is we need a sea change in our own mindset as citizens. Are we willing to use public transport? We have to start asking these searching questions to ourselves also. The government will do its job. The government will provide public transport. There is a metro which the government has provided. Extension of the metro is happening in phases. There is a fleet of electric buses now available. More will be added under the FAME scheme of the Delhi government. But we as citizens need to sit in peace and ask ourselves, are we using public transport to reach places where we can easily reach by bus or easily reach by metro, but we still want to take out our car, right? Average household in upmarket localities of Delhi, one house will have 5 to 6 cars. Who is responsible for all that? Where do the citizens' duties fit into the larger gamut of urban challenges? What is our role as citizens? I think that's where President Draupadi Murmu's appeal on the eve of this Republic Day, where she said that citizens have to start realizing their duties.
Exactly.
So we have to also start answering some questions for ourselves.
Right. Well said, Aditi ji. And the last, I would, you know, talk about the issue of cleanliness in Delhi. You see that civic authorities have often been blamed for poor cleanliness in almost all the parts of the national capitals. And the previous government again blamed MCD and there was a lot of blame game. But now BJP's own government is in Delhi and Municipal Corporation of Delhi is also under the centers, which is run by again the same party. How do you see the government should be focusing on providing a clean Delhi?
A major plank and a program of the BJP government nationally is Swachhata Abhiyan. You know, that's an old program. Under that spirit, under the spirit of that program, the government is going to do what it is going to do. It is going to provide more dustbins. Whatever is to be done will be done. But again, Ashwini, there are certain segments where urban challenges cannot be solved without community participation. Jan Bhagidari is important in certain segments. Issue of cleanliness and the previous issue of what you said, decongestion.
Yeah.
These two just cannot be achieved unless citizens also pitch in. We also have a social responsibility to keep our city clean. If everybody keeps their surroundings, their localities, their residential complexes clean, the whole city will by itself be clean. Then the role of the government becomes supplementary. So we have to start taking ownership. I think we are now moving into that segment of national development. Like, you know, we are moving towards the goal of Viksit Bharat. So this is the time to actually start changing our mindsets on these big social issues and start performing our own role also along with the government, which all obviously has to be held accountable.
Right. Aditi ji, you explained to us in detail different priorities of newly elected Delhi government. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Ashwini.
You were listening to a discussion on Roadmap for the New Government in Delhi. The participants were Aditi Tandon, political analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.